You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bikat Gomel. Sahab brings that we were informed about a very important awareness that we learn in the Pasuk, V'zacharta et Hashem Elokecha, ki hu anoten lecha koach la'asot chayil. That you should always have in mind that all the success that you gain, it's only the verdict after Ribono Shel Olam. So now, here, Halav explains, whenever we have this command that is Zechira, so that means, what does it mean? So when the Torah commands us that you have to remember, like, let's say, about Miriam and Eviyah, that we have to remind ourselves. We have 10 Zechirot, as you see in your Sidurim, right after Aleinu, that every day you have to remind yourself the 10 important matters that you always have to remember. So now when you are taught to not forget, so that means...
You have to go over those.
No. No, somebody says, don't forget to buy this, to bring this, to call. So what does that mean? No, so when you are told that you should not forget, so that means?
To
remember. No. That means that you are tend to forget. So that's why you are told to not forget. Unless, you know, if you would not forget, then you would not be reminded. So here when the Torah says you should remind yourself, so that means our nature here is that we feel, we made it, I put it together, no, I'm self-made, no, chotzachte, as they call it.
So we can ask Siri to remind us every day.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know what that is, but whatever that is, you know, pas lacha. So now here, Harav says, so the four matters that... The risk that we forget, so that's why we have such a halakha. And it's called Chaim. Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. The Rashi Tevot, Chaim. Chavush means that if one is taken for inspection, like by police, or he was, God forbid, put in the jail, Yisurim, that he was not feeling well, he fell in bed, Yam, that he traveled, Midbar, on the road. So now these four matters that we are obligated to remind ourselves that the intermediate, they were only intermediates. What does that mean? So if somebody, God forbid, is taken for inspection, like for any matter, like you know, he's caught. There is a case for him. So what does he do right away?
Call a lawyer.
So that means he feels that...
There's somebody in between.
He feels... When you hire a lawyer, what does that mean?
You are in trouble.
No.
You need protection.
No,
you
that...
In trouble.
No.
He will acquit you.
What happened to you today? That means the lawyer is going to save him. That's why he hires a lawyer. Yeah. So now, when somebody gets sick, so God forbid, not for anyone, where does he go?
The doctor.
So that means he feels?
The doctor
is going to heal him. Right? So now, when you get on an airplane, so you feel, you mean, or you believe that?
The pilot.
And it's very interesting. When you buy a ticket, you never ask who's the pilot.
Never.
Why? So when you're going to go to the doctor, you always ask, for references.
In the house doctor.
Well, how come you don't ask, who the pilot is? Maybe he has a Shalom Bayit problem. You're gonna fly with a pilot that has a Shalom Bayit problem?
No.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
What do you mean?
You don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice.
You don't fly.
No. There's another important reason here. Because he's in the trouble with you. He's traveling with you. The doctor is not traveling with you. So you have to ask who is the doctor is. But the pilot is in the airplane with you. So then, it's the same way. He's going to save himself. He's going to save you too. So that's why you never ask who the pilot is. So now here, so these four matters, we are tend to feel and believe, lawyer, is going to save us, or the doctor and the pilot and so on. So here, actually, the Jewish mentality is, no, it's not true at all. So we have to come and to show our gratitude to Ribono Shel Olam by saying the Beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaGomer LeChayavim Tovot, SheGimalani Kol Tov. So we have to recite this Beracha and thank Hashem that He bestowed on us such a mercy, that He saved us. Sorry? Gemalani? Yeah, Gemilut. Gomer, that you do chesed somebody that he doesn't deserve it. Gomer chesed. That's where it comes from. Lechayavim, that means the chayav, but you had mercy and saved them in these four matters. So now you need 10 people. And there's an idea that you should have 2 people among these 10 that they know the halachot. And this matter applies for people that they like to cancel their oath, their shebuah neder. You need at least people that they are aware of the halachot. So Harbin Shai says actually it's better to be 12 people, 10 plus 2. And usually they do it when this Hosan Sefer Torah. And kids over age of training, that means at age of 6, 7, they should say Birkat Gomer. Also ladies, they must say Birkat Gomer for these four matters. And also when they give birth, they come to Izzat Nashim, and then they say Birkat Gomer. Sorry? Well, that's every day. That's every day. Both say. Yeah. And also, there's a discussion, if somebody had a eye surgery, should he say Birkat Gomer or not? Because that's also, it's a very delicate surgery.
You have to say it twice.
What's that? Eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Harav says, no, the Minhag, we don't say Birkat Gomer for the eye. But if he likes, he can say Birkat Gomer without the name of Hashem. But
the eyes is the most sensitive that
you
could read.
No, see, again, the whatever that Chachamenu Zal, they decreed, is only for these four matters. Like people always ask if, God forbid, they got into an accident, should they say Birkat Gomer or not? So, if somebody runs into an accident, what should he do?
And how about the accident was?
No. He has to take driving classes. You don't need to say Birkat Gomer.
This drunk driver hit the guy, and it doesn't have anything to do with him.
I'm sorry?
It's Driver,
no, you have to find out who is drunk around, so then you should not drive on that day. But here, for getting to the, into accident, you don't say Birkat Gomer. It has to be something very, you know, unusual, God forbid, that would happen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.